Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Having a soul that is saturated with the truth. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and talk about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. 3 John 3. Being in close proximity to truth is not enough. Truth must be digested before it is of any real benefit in a life. The Apostle John had a deep concern for the role of truth in the lives of his readers, and he had a burden to protect them from destructive error. The attitude he expresses toward truth in his third letter is explored by Charles Spurgeon. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. Truth must enter into the soul, penetrate and saturate it, or else it is of no value. Doctrines held as a matter of creed are like bread in the hand, which gives no nourishment to the frame, but doctrine accepted by the heart is as food digested, which by assimilation sustains and builds up the body. In us, truth must be a living force, an active energy, an indwelling reality, a part of the woof and warp of our being. It is a rule of nature that the inward affects the outward as light shines from the center of the lantern through the glass. When therefore the truth is kindled within, its brightness soon beams forth in the outward life and conversation. To walk in the truth imparts a life of integrity. Holiness, faithfulness, and simplicity are the natural products of those principles of truth which the gospel teaches, and which the Spirit of God enables us to receive. Today's New Testament reading is 3 John.
The letter of 3 John. The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name.
Without food, it is impossible to sustain physical life. Without truth, it is impossible to sustain spiritual life. The nourishing truth of God's Word will help you grow daily into the likeness of the one who is the truth, Jesus Christ. John 14:6. The cleansing, strengthening truth of God. Feed on it daily, and watch how life-giving it can be for you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. WPOD. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.